بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4, 2023. Men have priority over women in capitalism. Therefore, you can see that women are abused in two ways in capitalism. One is in the workplace itself. This is an important point. Now, this woman who said she had lived in the West, she is probably well aware of these points. You can also find out about this in books and in places where there is information on general subjects. In many Western countries right now, the wages women receive are lower than what men receive for the same type of work. So they assign the same work that a man does to a woman and pay her less money, because she is weaker, because she is more vulnerable. That is how it is. This is a form of abuse, one of the reasons why the issue of women's freedom was raised in the 19th century and later in the 20th century, but mostly in the 19th century, was to pull women out of their homes and push them into factories where they could be used and given lower wages.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I would like to add something here. The same thing happened with regard to the freedom of black people in the America during American Civil War in 1860 AD. That is almost 160 years ago. In those civil wars that were going on for several years between the North and the South, over 1 million people were killed. In the aftermath of those wars, the issue of the freedom of slaves, the freedom of black slaves, was raised. There was agriculture in the South, and there were industries in the North. The South was the center of slaves. The slaves were mostly in the South, where they were used for farming. The people in the North needed cheap labor. They needed these black people. The controversy over freeing the slaves was initiated by the people in the North. If you have read the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, which was written about 200 years ago, it is about the same period in that time. They encouraged the black people to run away, and they would take them to the other side. Why? So that they could free them? No, it was because they needed cheap labor, cheap workers. It is the same method of deception used by the civilized gentlemen in the West when dealing with various issues. There are many other such examples and similar cases. Therefore, they have truly harmed women in this case when they brought her into the workplace so that they could lower their expenses and pay her less money.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.